I love the idea that they paid people to go protest outside your business. A chemical company.
Yep. So
I'm heading over to my offices.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
now, look. And I'm tweeting back at them, and I was like, "This is where your money is going. Protesting outside of a small businesswoman's office. I work really hard to make my living."
As Serena's like tweeting, anyway, and tweeting. When Serena's tweeting,
and I'm tweeting and driving because I'm so mad.
Don't tweet and drive. But as Serena leaves, I'm like, "Wait, look, remember to meet us at Birdie's. Two hours.
Yeah. But meanwhile, I'm tweeting and driving over to my offices.
Okay, you're tweeting and driving, weaving in and out of traffic to get over there. As quick as possible. Mm-hmm. And there's like five people. And most of the signs, they have signs. They're, you know, picketing. They're not the most passionate picketers that you've ever seen, but the signs are, there's signs about how your products are not very effective. There's one sign that says this is just a front for drugs, and there are, you know, a myriad of a few signs, but like that's the main gist.
I stop, I park my car, and I go into the trunk and I pull out my bullhorn, and I get on my bullhorn and I say, "Excuse me, all of you need to leave now, or I will call the police. You are on my property. Get off my property. This place is closed. We're shutting down for the day. I need you to leave. We're no longer open for the public today. Leave now."
Hell no, we won't leave. This is public property. We're on the sidewalk.
It is not public. I walk up to that person. That person that said that, and yeah. I take his sign. You take his sign. What are you gonna do now?
Roll me a strength
sign.
Roll me a strength check right now.
Can I make the case for dexterity?
Check. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm better at that one. All right. 19.
Oh, yeah, you make a swift move with your hand, and you just, like, grab it out of his hand. And you're like, what the hell?
So what does his sign say? What does his sign say?
It's about your business being a front for trucks.
I take it, and I, like, rip it up in front of him, and I throw it into, you know, onto the street or whatever, and I'm just like, "Get out! Is this what they're paying you for? Is this what the Coral Chemical Company is paying you for? Do you even have a real job there, or do you just walk
do
over
you even have
to
a real
people's
job?
Businesses?
Doesn't hey, seem like
I
an honest
myself,
business to
and
me.
I'm doing
it's
just
fine. A
front
for drugs,
thank you
lady.
Very much.
It's a front for drugs. I know
you're just
it
jealous because I don't work for the man and you do."
Yeah, I get paid pretty good to work for the man, and you know what? I wouldn't want to work for a drug front like this any day of the week.
Off of my property. I'm going to call the police right now if you don't leave.
Go ahead. I got a right to be here. I'm on the sidewalk.
I take my bullhorn out again, and like I'm right up in his face, and I say, "Leave."
As you are all getting into this like tuffle, there is one of your regular customers walking up at the same time, and he's looking over and he sees you and you look at over to him. What do you do?
I say, "Oh, my friend, come here, come tell him how much you love Green Clean. Come, because he thinks this isn't a real business."
Oh, I love these cleaning products. They get everything super clean. That's what
Thank
I'm here
you.
For. Clean products.
Thank you. And meanwhile, I've pulled out my phone and I've gone live on Instagram, and I'm catching everything he's saying, and I'm turning the camera back to myself, and I'm saying, "This is what they do to people who want to try to break free from big cleaning products. They want to run me out of town. I'm not going anywhere."
Rob, can I just, meanwhile, back at the swirl, I want to just turn to Bernie and go, you know, I really think Serena Jade's turning a new leaf. I think she's really trying to make a go of it, you know? And
I would like to pull out my phone and pull up the live stream.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm gonna take a cue from chat here, and there is a chant that starts saying that starts going green scheme, green scheme, green scheme.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that slander behind me? What are they so scared of if my company is no threat to theirs?
Oh, you're right,
Remy.
Yeah.
Remy,
oh.
Check out the street. Should we go help her? Or is she good? Like,
no, she's not good. We all know this is not good. We better. All right, let's. But afterwards, we should go look at some stuff, right?
We'll yes, take a in look the at garage.
That. All right. Well, wait a minute.
Do you want to tag along to a protest?
Of course, you want to go to a protest. All right, we can take my car. Come on, everybody.
Maybe I won't make the protest sparkle.
Sure. Sounds great. Forrest pipes up. He's like, I'll bring my own car because I got some running around to do. I gotta head over to the library and stuff. But yeah, I'll join you. Sure. What the hell is going on? But you all head over there, and you know, amid the cries of green scheme and, you know, company is a drug front and stuff like that. You know, it's getting pretty heated out there.
I like to think that me and one of the protesters is in a tussle over one of the signs.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You're just like, you are, it's a tug of war for that damn thing. Like just, you're trying to snatch it out of their hands. Yeah.
When I roll up, Rob, can I like most of these people would know me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So absolutely. I'm gonna step out and be like, all right, break it up, everybody. You made your point.
If it isn't Remy Dean, I heard you quit the force. What are you doing? You ain't got no jurisdiction here.
I may not have some jurisdiction, but I still got some pull, and I'd really appreciate it if you could all just go back to the chemical company. You guys made your point, all right? Serena, take it down a notch. Could you stop? Are you still filming? Can you please stop filming?
So we're going to do a roll here.
I like to try to break up Serena and her...
Hey, I'm okay, not touching the protester. I'm touching the protesters.
Yeah, I want to kind of try to get in between them and try to get her
slander
off
sign.
Of the protester.
That sign is slanderous.
The sign.
I do declare this sign to be slanderous because you have besmirched my good name.
Wow.
My name is Serena Jade, and I have never, I say I have never
disrespected my life.
Amazing. So
the
amazing.
Absolute disrespect.
Serena, Bernie. You know the sign is true.
You know the sign is true.
Oh my God. Remy, roll me a persuasion check, please.
Okay, I'm good at. Am I good at? Oh, I'm okay at it. 7.
My guy rolled a 7 too.
Meets it.
Look,
beats
we're just
it.
Here talking, okay? Meets it, beats it.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is just, could Serena, please look, please stop filming. Look, all I'm saying is, you made your point. Okay, there doesn't have to be any more of this today. All right, could you go back? And in fact, you know what? I would like to stop by, do a tour. There could be a great redemption arc here for Coral Company. There's clearly some bad blood on both sides. We'll clean it up another time. But for today, let's just calm it down, okay?
Did you say redemption arc? What are you talking about? Look. Well,
guys, I got 10% off pancakes
coupons.
And a free cosmic swirl.
10% off the pancakes.
They all look to each other and they're like, yeah, all right, we'll go.
Without the, they just leave them.
Yep.
I'm gonna whip out the coupons.
So
that's right. That's what I thought.
Serena,
I'm sorry. I shut the live down. I can't be mad.
Now that you're not mad. Live,
this is. I
can you really
be
mad?
Because listen, why are they targeting
the signs
me?
That are true?
They're targeting me. They have nothing to gain. I'm targeting. I just speak the truth.
Because you target them every day.
If they're so threatened by this.
But the more they know about you doing things, you're not going to be able to accomplish what you're trying to do. And I, look, we want to help, but yeah.
Subtlety. Okay.
Like me, I work
out. You just got to be more subtle.
Mm-hmm. It's subtle.
You do. Yeah.
It's subtle as you're gonna get.
It's as subtle as you can possibly get.
Really, it is. So let's just go. It's very subtle, and I'm not gonna take subtlety tips from Serena. I'm on the twits, you know, Jade, all day. Look, we want to help you.
Wait,
it's just Birdie.
Serena, I'm on the twits, Jade.
You're always on the twits. You're very you get very heavy twits.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
Okay, guys.
Although
it's not
called twits. Can we not call it twits? It's not what it's called. Yes.
What's it called?
The Twitter.
What is it called?
A twit. The tweets. The tweets.
But aren't the things
tweets
that you do
the tweets?
Twits?
The tweets.
The
tweets.
The tweets.
Okay. Repeat after me. Tweet.
Twits.
There we go. Tweet.
It doesn't make any sense. Look, we're just
let's just swing by, get my car, and everybody you meet at my house. We'll have some lunch and we'll go through the garage. Yeah.
Serena, roll me a perception check, please.
15.
You notice that when the protest breaks up, there is a van, a pretty odd looking van that had been watching the whole time. You can see two people inside. They look like they're wearing, you know, just kind of like black suits, wearing glasses, looking over at you. And when they notice that you're looking over, they start the van and drive away.
Is this like a marked or like just a regular van? Is it like a news van or like a Coral Chemical Company van? It's unmarked van.
Just a white van.
Okay.
Just a white van.
Which direction do they drive?
They head off probably back downtown. Okay.
Like, would I think they might be going back towards where the Coral Chemical Company is, or no?
It could be in that direction for sure, yeah.
Okay. I won't say anything yet, but when we meet up later, I intend to tell Remy and Birdie about it.
Forrest all looks at you and says, look, I don't know what is going on. Like, this has been a tornado of just craziness this morning. I'm going to head off and I'm going to go to the library and do a little research. And I'll catch up with you later.
All right. There'll be pizza at my place.
Good luck, Forrest.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. That's great.
I'm going to grab some pizza.
I will take my own car because I don't, at this point, really want to leave my car unattended for reasons.
For reasons.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Birdie, you wanna... Should we head over?
Yeah, just run me back by the swirl so I can grab my car and I'll grab some pizza and I'll get the garage ready for digging through. I'll find all the
sure
work paper.
Okay.
Boxes.
All right. Okay. We'll see you in a little bit.
If I'm probably gonna get there before them since they're making stops, and so while I'm waiting, I am gonna tweet, and I am gonna say, today I was unjustly assaulted at my place of business by the Coral Chemical Company. But little do they know, we are on to them. My good friend Forrest Philbrook, and I tag him, okay, is on to them. And I tweet that.
Forrest Philbrook gives it a like, and that's it.
Just a like.
Just a like.
And as soon as I get the notification that he liked it, I say,
let's be honest, it's really a sympathy excited. Like. It's a sympathy like.
Well, did he follow me back on Twitter?
No.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there.
It's a slow process to get a follow back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We haven't exactly.
Well, I mean, like, his account, he has, like, close to maybe, like, 10, 15,000 followers, and he follows maybe, like, 270 accounts, so, yeah.
As a fellow influencer, yeah. I understand, but I am confident I will gain his follow back.
So is this going to be, like, is this important to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Don't fuck me, Rob. This is important to me.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So what are y'all doing now?
So I'm taking Birdie, if I remember correctly, I'm taking Birdie back over to the house to get, the house specced up and a little bit. We're going to get pizza on the way. Okay. We're going to pick up pizzas and then we're going to go to Birdie's, garage and get, start looking through the papers.
Okay. So you do all of that. You start going through, like, his stuff, and you find, you know, kind of a lot of old pay stubs that could be thrown out by now. You don't really need them or anything like that. A little bit of paperwork. What you do find within his paperwork is, like, it seems out of place. There's this one handwritten sheet. It has it just has, like, one phrase on it, and it's just two words. And it just says, underground structure, and a question mark. Don't really know what it relates to. It's just kind of in the papers, but, like, everything seems normal. Birdie, how did your dad die?
He had a stroke.
Okay. So he used to work.
I think it was on the job, so the chemical company would have had to pay insurance and stuff.
Looking through the medical records that he would have, it does show that the chemical company did pay for his hospitalization up until his death. Yeah, it did. This did happen while he was on the job. Between that and underground structure, those are the only odd. I mean, like, the bills aren't necessarily odd, but you kind of. I mean, they're paid by your employer. It's his employer, so that is what it is. But, like, yeah, just that one odd sheet. Underground structure.
Okay. I think this explains the armed guard. What do you think?
It's definitely possible.
It would be a good place to hide missing people.
Or missing things, or
information. Or whatever garbage they're putting in that cleaning supplies that they're poisoning our community with.
I mean, if there is an underground facility or area, there has to be an entrance to it, right? I mean, there's got to be a way in.
Well, are you serious about taking that tour, Remy? Because I think at this point, I mean, it's you probably got to go in through the facility, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking that way.
You could, I mean, I if we believe any of this at all.
Oh, you should tell Forrest about that catchphrase. Maybe he'll use it through his podcast.
I know, right? Maybe. That, yeah. So if we believe any of this at all.
Any of this at all.
When you do the tour, you would think that the guards would be most heavily focused at this underground area.
Okay.
Or at least wherever the secrets are being held. They'll
be definitely more of a presence, right? Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's,
I probably
do. Does
anybody
have a drone?
Is there, a preparedness role in this game? Because I bet Serena has a drone.
Has a drone?
No.
Just saying. No. Anyway, trying to fly the drone over.
They would let you do that.
That's actually pretty funny. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay money for that.
Something to look into. For the future, maybe.
I mean, you could probably find one in town if you really wanted to go get one.
I just imagine the Google Maps view of the chemical company has no guards out.
And then once you go inside, yeah. No, I think that's a good point. But I do have, I got a camera I could rig up in here. Yeah. You know what, Serena? Yeah, let's do this. I really want to help. I think let's get a tour. We could say Forrest is just adding some flavor to his stories. Really wants to get a little more in depth about the Coral Company. And I've just always been interested anyway. You know, I wouldn't mind going in and finding something out. So, let me see about getting a tour together. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. They'll never let me take a tour, so I'm not going to be able to join you for this.
I'm surprised they let you get this close to the facility at this rate.
I'm surprised they haven't kicked me out of town, quite frankly.
I agree.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. But that just means you're onto something, Serena, and that's not a bad thing. You're trying to hold them accountable.
I knew it. We're going to get them.
Okay.
I'm buying into this completely here. Remy, if you and Forrest go inside and you look, Serena and I should go find that drone in town and rent it and see if we can fly it over outside.
Okay. Yeah, just be careful. Don't get caught or anything.
Yeah, we're going to have to be real careful because they're going to be on the lookout for stuff like that. I can guarantee you they're not going to want drones flying over their facility.
Being strategic here, looking at our map, we all know the layout of Sunderland. If we approached from the side of the abandoned, beat-up nursing home back there, they shouldn't be expecting anything to be coming from that way.
I mean, the odds are pretty good.
What is that labeled number 2 in the back?
We might also. That's the radio.
I was going to say, is it the whole station or just the antenna? The whole station's out there?
No, it's the station, and the station is in the mountain.
I like the idea that Art has to traverse up there every day to do his music.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So,
you know, the nursing home. Nobody's been out there in ages.
Nobody's been out there because they're dead.
Because there's not really a building there anymore.
So they shouldn't be expecting us to come at it from that direction. Just if we went to the radio station, they expect it coming from there.
Or even from the other side over there. That could also be a strategic entry point as well. Rob, how steep do we think these cliff sides are? Like, how tall is this plateau that it's sitting on?
Oh, it's not. It's okay. Not that tall. Maybe you could climb up it easily.
All right, well, I guess the first thing is to see if I can get a tour of the Coral Company.
Yes, and then we can set up operations in the old nursing home. Surely there's not going to be anyone there. No one will care if we're poking around, or no one will notice.
That's the plan.
All right, meet back at the Swirl couple hours.
Let's wait till after they close.
The Coral Company or the Swirl? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's go investigate. Let's go investigate drone rentals.
Let's go.
All right, listen, you guys go pick out a drone. I want to go set some stuff up at the Swirl. Just to be ready.
Okay.
All right.
So do we go to the strip mall or do we go to the pawn shop?
Probably the pawn. Let's try the pawn shop.
You would probably want to go to the pawn shop.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. All right, we're going to the pawn shop. They gotta have a drone.
Okay. So you head over to the pawn shop, Jeeb's pawn shop, and it's as sleazy as you can get. It's definitely, this is the guy that has no problem ripping people off and like wears it plainly in his expression and in the clothes that he wears every day. Like, this store is heavily inspired by Men in Black. Okay. So, and you do find that there are, is a drone for sale in there, and it's about $150.
Okay, I have a question, because I have this ability that gives me advantage on charisma checks if I am interacting with the criminal underworld. Would his sleaziness qualify him as a, like, would is he a member of the criminal underworld, or is he just generally sleazy?
I think you'd have to gauge that through interacting with him.
So
it's a guy. His name is Jeeb.
Do I know any good gossip about him?
You would know that he does sell firearms that he shouldn't be. That's the one
thing.
Sounds
pretty criminal underworld to me. Like,
right. Well, let me ask you a question, Serena. Do you think that he would buy from you?
I don't know if he would, but I think that he would allow. Okay. I feel like if he doesn't, he certainly is somebody that puts me in touch with customers.
Okay, so then I would say that, yeah, you would have that advantage on those charisma checks.
Okay.
Hey! Well, if it isn't Serena Jade.
Hi, Jeeb.
Hey, Jeeb.
Hey, what? Hey.
Did you see my life today? That?
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. You were really like, you really snatched that out of his hand.
I know.
Great.
I learned that from you.
You did. So what brings you into my neck of the woods?
We're looking to see
Serena. Serena and I were looking to get a drone to fly around, have some fun, kind of look at the lake. You know, just it sounded like a really good thing. And, you know, we thought that you, Jeeb, would definitely be the person in town to have one. And, you know, I hadn't seen you around the Swirl in a little while. I could read your cards while we're here.
Could you? Oh, I'd be curious to hear what the cards have to say about me today.
Let's see. We got the Seven of Skies. Man, you're just going to be flying high this week. It's going to be a good week for you.
I,
I like the sound of that.
All right, Jeeb. What do you got for us?
What you got?
Well, I just so happens to have pretty good drone here. I got it. There's a guy pawned it. And let's just say he didn't pay. He didn't pay, so I took it, and I'm asking $150.
Jeeb, how much did you pay for this thing?
I think it's good. I mean, look, it's not about how much you paid for it. I gotta make a living.
Trust me, as a fellow businesswoman, I totally get that.
I'd like to do a quick Google search for the drone to see what it sells for new.
New, it sells for about probably like $99.
Okay. All right, Jeeb. Here's the thing. You know I'm not one of these normal people that come in here that you can just take advantage of. Come on. You know me better than this, Jeeb. Come on. Do me right. Don't do me dirty.
Roll persuasion.
So the first roll is 21. And the second one was a 6. So we'll go with 21.
Okay. He rolled a 15. So look, you've been good to me. You've been good to me. Okay. I know how much they retail for. What do we say? I bring it down to, well, I don't know, like $75. I think that's perfectly reasonable. You know, that's a good price right there. And I do that for a friend. That's the friend discount.
I like to put my arm around him and be like, "Now, Jeeb, you know, I've always got your back. I know everything that's happening in this town, and I know everybody."
Rob, how new does this drone look? Does it look fairly beat up, or gently used?
No, it looks brand new in the box.
Brand new in the box.
No, it looks brand new. Hasn't even been used.
Okay. Yep. I know everybody, and I know everything that goes on. Let's go to 50, and I'll keep everything that I know to myself.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
Okay. I got a 5 and a 13.
You got an 11. So, All right. We'll keep it cool here. $50 and it's yours.
Jeeb, I knew I could count on you, friend. You can always count on us, too, if you ever need it.
Always. We'll be back.
I couldn't keep you to that. Don't think I won't.
Looking forward to seeing you at the Swirl.
I'll stop by soon. I assure you.
So you get to your drone. You talked him down from down to $50. So we're gonna move over to Remy Dean. Remy Dean, are you on your way to the Coral Chemical Company?
I stopped to put a change of clothes on, just to freshen up a little bit. Because I did run right to Birdie, and I did put pants on, but they were not coming down to my ankles, so I wanted to get something that wouldn't pass there. And I made my way to the Coral Chemical Company, and I'm driving up. I'm assuming the way that two curves up there might be a, I don't know, parking lot, something I could, for visitors or anything. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yep. They're definitely.
So I'm going to drive right in and park at the visiting center and looking around. Do I immediately see anything suspicious or anything that seems out of place? Okay.
No, not really.
Can I ask if it smells here? Like, is it really pungent? Sarah?
Oh, yeah. There's a distinct chemical odor to the place.
I'm just going to go in. I'm go right to the visitor's lobby and settle up to the desk and see if I can't get a tour of the facility.
You walk up to a security checkpoint, and The officer there says, state your business. What do you want?
Good afternoon, officer. My name is Rebby Dean. I used to be a fellow officer of the law as well, and but I was wondering if anybody would be willing to give somebody who's very interested in how the Coral Chemical plant came to be and what the daily operations are, if somebody wouldn't be willing to just show somebody who's interested around. I use many of these fine products every day in my own home. And I'd really love to know about the company that is the foundation of Sutherland.
You want a tour?
Yeah. Even just a nice, you know, show me a little bit. I don't need to know all the secrets, because I'm sure there is like the colonel says, there's like 7 secret spices in that. I'm sure there's like 7 secret chemicals in the Coral Company, so I don't want to ask too many questions, but I think maybe there might be an opportunity to just see what this place is all about.
We're about chemicals.
Yeah. What fascinating.
What more do you need to know? Oh,
like, what's the process? Like, are people, you know, do you dump out barrels? Do you, you know, is there like a secret, super secret lab you could show me the door of? Like one of those ones you see in the X-Files that say do not disturb or keep out, and then they never keep out. But you know, something like that. I'll obviously keep out, but I'm just interested.
I don't know what you're about, but you don't just show up at the door assuming that we're going to welcome you in and take you on a tour. But if you go to the website, there's a phone number you can call, and they might be able to help you out. They don't give people tours often.
Well,
you know, it's kind of like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, They only open it up on rare occasions. Well,
I like to believe I can be a rare occasion. But you've been more than helpful. I appreciate you so much. And thanks for keeping everything safe over here. I do like their products very much. So you have a good day. And I'll be giving the corporate offices a call. I'm good.
He says nothing as you walk away.
You're a Twitter. I walked my car.
Okay. What are y'all doing at this point? Are y'all meeting up at Birdie's house for this pizza and stuff?
Do we want to try to launch the drone now? Or, like, what's the plan with the drone?
We're going to wait until...
Okay, we're doing this tonight. Okay.
After the squirrel closes. I'm going to show you guys my magic UFO turning glowy power.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to the nursing home and do our nighttime drone flying. So maybe in the meantime, we should
we could go also somewhere go find Forrest.
Flying
I bet he wants in on this. If anything else, we can ask him how his library research went.
True. We can drop in on him at the library.
I think that should be on the list. Okay,
so you're headed over to the library.
But also, yes, I think we should practice this drone flying.
Yeah, that's a good point. You do head over to the library, and Forrest is there, and he looks frustrated as shit. Like, he's just, like, super frustrated with... And he's got, like, a bunch of books in front of him, and he's flipping through them.
I sit next to him.
And,
again?
He looks over and he's like, do you not understand personal space?
I do. And that's why I sit here and not like in your lap. So thank you for noticing.
Could you just like push over just a
little
bit?
Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those types. Okay.
I'm in my bubble. Okay. Absolutely. And like when I'm in my bubble, I just need a little bit of space.
So how's the research going, Forrest?
I take my chair and I scoot back about 2 inches. Apologies, sir.
And he's like, look, I'm trying to find anything about this chemical company, or anything, anything about anything. There are missing pages in every single book that I pick up. What the hell?
They have scrubbed everything. The only answers.
I'm going to slap the note that we found down on the table and be like, well, we found this.
And I just make the mic drop, you know, gesture.
What is this exactly? Like, it's two words on a piece of paper. Can you elucidate me here?
We found them in her dad's.
See, there's an underground structure. We found them
in her dad's files. Her dad worked for the Coral Chemical Company. He was on to something, and then, what do you know? What do you know? He got a stroke on the job.
And that's one of the things that I've been trying to look into is like, hey, workplace numbers, workplace things. I called somebody in the state to see if there was like any kind of like work comp claims or anything like that. And there was nothing. There's absolutely nothing on record for these people.
Because they're good. Look, this is how good they are. No,
they're real. We have the papers. We have the papers for my dad's.
Well, but listen. These guys are really, really good at keeping the public from getting their information. We are not going to be able to do this the legitimate way. We are going to have to go through illegitimate means. And Remy doesn't want to accept this yet. But I'm telling you, breaking into the Coral Chemical Company is going to be the only way we're going to get real answers here. They're not going to let us in voluntarily. They're not going to put their business on the Google, online.
on the Google. So, I could definitely get some more workers' comp statements that are real, that have happened from the locals, because I know everybody. But I do have my dad's. So, if you want documentation, I can talk to
you. In the meantime, what does that prove?
Serena and I got a drone.
You got a drone?
And we're going to see if we can find where the guards are. See if we can find the door.
You gotta scope this thing out, man, because I'm telling you, this path only ends in breaking into the Coral Chemical Company. That's the only place this path goes. And listen, I think, you know, we can go get your dad's records, and we can go get, you know, other Sutherlander's records. But I don't know, man, if they're so quick to pay off these claims, I feel like there's a reason for that.
There's like no paper trail here, and it's weird. And why are there so many missing pages from these books? And he literally shows you like every single book. Like, he's pulled down books of like the histories of this town and just like random local stuff. He's like, look, there's missing pages here. There's missing pages there. Why? What is going on? And
I will take pictures of all the books and the missing pages.
No, I haven't, because he's really weird and I don't know how to talk to him because his voice is very weird. It's freaking me out.
All right. Well, let me go talk to him and maybe he knows. Maybe it's just like an act of vandalism or something.
Birdie is ever optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And I know everybody. Yes. All right, so what do I know about the librarian?
So the librarian is a man named Ronnie Huggins, and kind of a normal-looking older man. The only difference is like his voice is very strange. It's simultaneously deep while being high-pitched. And I'm not going to do an impression of that because I can't pull it off.
You have to just say everything that he says twice and then in post put it on top of each other.
No.
Hello?
No. Yeah, it basically is kind of like that, you know, he's kind of got that tone. Basically, yeah, like, he sounds suspicious, like, constantly.
Right. So I'm assuming, he's been the librarian forever. Do I know anything about him, like, so I can get him in a good mood before we get
I like things.
You don't really know much about Ronnie Huggins. He's just like,
do I at least know his regular order at the saucer?
No, he's not. He really isn't.
Okay.
Yes? How can I help you?
Ronnie, old buddy, old pal. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, I have my friend here, Forrest. He's from out of town. Have you seen him here in the library today?
Yes. He's been here for hours.
Yes, yes. He was a little shy to ask you some questions, but he's looking through this stuff and he's trying to build this history of Sunderland and the chemical company. And for some reason, all of your books are missing pages.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I know you've been the librarian here for quite some time, and I'm sure you take pride in making sure that you take care of the books. So you would have to know what happened to them for all these pages to be missing, right?
Yes, it's very curious, and I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Roll me a perception check.
Okay. 11.
You notice that he has some books open, like, in a counter that's slightly below the counter in front of you right now. There are missing pages in the book that he's looking at.
Oh, are those... Is this happening to other books besides the chemical company books?
It would seem so.
Is it recent? Is it, like, maybe you guys were broken into?
I don't think so, but I should look into that.
When did you notice the pages were missing?
Wasn't until yesterday. I think it was yesterday, or was it a couple of days ago? It was sometime this week.
Have you checked, like, video surveillance? Or are you sure you guys weren't broken into? It's a weird act of vandalism, but I hate for our library to be in such shambles.
I will look into that. Yes. Yes, I'll do that. Thank you for the suggestion. And he actually goes into the back room.
I would like to leave one of Remy's cards on the desk in his book.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to the table and let everybody know that all the books are missing pages. So I'm going to start, like, grabbing some random books as I go and see if they're missing pages too.
You look through them and, like, the pages seem, like, very random. They don't seem tied to, like, anything important. Just random pages missing in a bunch of books. Just a bunch of books.
Does it look like they're ripped, or does it look like they're carefully removed?
They're not carefully removed. Roll me an investigation check.
6.
They're hastily taken out of the book. The edges look rough from where they were taken.
I would like to start searching the library to see if I can find any loose pages anywhere. And when I say search, I obviously want to look around the stacks, but I want to look around. I don't know how big or fancy this library is, but I want to, you know, if there's any, you know, kind of room or in the bathroom or out the, you know, kind of go out the front door and look around I just want to start looking around to see if I can find any loose pages.
You go searching up and down the stacks, up and down the shelves. You open books at random. And while not every book has missing pages, a lot of them seem to have missing pages. And they're not necessarily tied to the Coral Chemical Company. It's just like there are novels, there are biographies, like any category has missing pages in their books. And they're all torn out in this rough style, but there's no loose pages anywhere.
And Bree, you said Ronnie hadn't checked the video footage?
He hadn't. He seemed like he was investigating it, but Ronnie's a hard one to read.
You know, I hate involving the police, but I don't know if I trust him to look at the video footage. And so, while I'm all for sneaking back there and looking at it ourselves, I feel like maybe the police, if they ask him to pull the footage, he would probably pull the footage for them.
This is true. This is true. Should we have...
Yeah, I think we should tell Remy. I think maybe Remy should call in a favor on this one. Yeah.
Department and have them in.
We want
what
the
favors
video
does
footage.
Remy Bean have to call in on this one?
And I don't know. I just get the feeling he's not gonna go look. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. He's a weird guy.
Ronnie Huggins is very weird. That is true.
I thought so.
Remy's here with us, right?
Oh, I didn't think I was. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Well,
he didn't seem super...
He didn't seem to care.
Like, it was super urgent. I did leave him your card, Remy.
I mean, oh, you did? That's fantastic. Oh, he might be my first customer.
So, I left the card on the desk. So what if you went up to the desk, you rang the bell, and...
If you want, I could probably draw up a document that looks a lot like a search warrant. I've seen plenty of them.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't need to, I mean, you know.
I mean, people don't know that you don't work for the police department.
Well, apparently they all seem to, but it's a really small place. I did drive around town with the windows down yelling I was going to do it. So, I mean, it's probably not unknown to people, but let me,
I mean, but. See if maybe you get a better response out of him. Maybe you can get access to that video footage and tell us what you see.
And I'm asking him for the video footage of the last, like,
trying to see
the last couple of days.
Yeah, see if we can see who stole the pages of the book.
Sure, okay, yeah. And I'll go up to Ronnie Huggins, kind of look back at them and just look at Ronnie. Ronnie, how you doing?
Yeah. Remy D. I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's good. You look great too. Question for you. Do you happen to have some footage, any security footage of the last couple days we could take a look at real quick? I wouldn't mind going back and watching with you if you want.
Yes, we have footage.
Yeah.
Yes. If we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're on the same page. This is great. Why don't I go back with you and we'll go take a look.
Okay. And you head into the back and you start combing through this video footage from the last couple days. And there's nothing, and you keep going back and back and back and back. There is nothing that you can see, you know, from the stacks. There's like there's no video footage of people ripping pages out of these books or anything like that. But you do see footage of Ronnie Huggins, kind of like he'll go and he'll take books down at random and bring them back to the desk. And then we'll return them later. But that's all you see on there.
Remy, what's your job? Like, why would you do the random book? Like, bring them over and then take them back? And what, is that part of your daily job?
Oh, yes. Quality inspection.
I mean, is there history on these books? Would we know who the last people that took them out was?
I mean, you could look in the back and see the stampings. That's about how we would, no other... Yeah, it's all like a digital system at this point.
Ronnie, thanks a lot. I guess this clears up what I was looking for.
Yeah. Oh, good. Hopefully we'll catch the person.
Yeah, I'd like that too. Yeah. Let me know if anything's going on.
Yeah.
I heard Bertie had left a card with you, but Feel free to call it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And he holds
it up.
If
you need anything, feel free to call. And I'll, yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. I'll see you later. All right. You're a funny one. And I'll make my way back over to Desi and, or excuse me, Tim, Birdie, and Serena, and just be like, no, that, there wasn't anything. There wasn't anything in the last, I mean, last month at least, I went back as far as I could. I didn't see anything. And the only thing I did see was Ronnie would take a book down and he'd do something with it, and then he would go back. But it didn't look like he was ripping it. So nothing there.
He just keeps getting stranger and stranger.
Well, listen, why don't we go check out the UFO one more time? And I got a plan to call the coral company in the morning. Serena, what do you think?
Of course, you in for the watching me make the UFO glow?
Well, I was the first time. Yeah. It's our.
Let's go do that. And then tonight, we'll set up at the old nursing home and see what we can learn from the Coral Chemical Company. I'm currently running on, 2 hours of sleep. So I may take a nap, before we endeavor on our mission tonight.
Well, why don't
anybody know how to fly a drone?
Oh, I think I might.
We should definitely practice. So I say, Serena, you go take a nap. Forrest.
Yeah, Forrest, are you gonna join us, Forrest?
He's disappointed. We'd in love the to library.
Oh my god. I swear to god I'm gonna get arrested for hanging around you people, but yes, I will. I'm in. I'm okay. Invested.
So we're gonna and go to the
he
field.
Takes, he takes
practice.
Yeah. Before that, he takes his computer and he turns it around to you and he says, "What can you tell me about Chris Sloan?"
In the game of life, when people are protesting your business, calling it a front for drugs, and crying out, "Green scheme," snatch the protest signs of life from their needy little hands. Thank you all so much for listening. Remy Dean was played by Chris Russo, Serena Jade was played by Jennifer Taylor, and Birdie was played by Desdemona. You can follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at SunderlandRPG. And if you want more weird lore about the town of Sunderland, check out at Weird Sunderland on X. Until next time, welcome to Sunderland. If you see something, don't say a fucking thing.